Hello? Hi, are you busy? Am I calling at the wrong time? No? Alright, nice. I tried to reach you earlier, but you didn't pick up. What was that all about? You were at work? Yeah, I thought so. Speaking of work, how is it so far? You're doing good? I hope you're not pushing yourself. You tend to overwork sometimes. I won't be there to stop you, but I will be calling every day to make sure I know what's happening. Yeah, I will be calling every day. You don't want that? No, it's okay. If you want some space, I'm not gonna force you. Oh, you're fine with it? Oh, thank God. I don't know what I would have done if I couldn't talk to you every day. Sorry, if that sounded kind of desperate. I probably am desperate. Ever since you had to move away for your job, I just can't take my mind off of you. Somehow, I think of you more than when I see you every day. I know you had to take the offer because this is your only job and I'm not working yet. Hopefully, still trying to find a job. Little bit hard nowadays, but I appreciate you for taking the risk as much as it must have hurt you to make the decision as well. I just miss you a lot. You miss me too? Oh, don't lie. I know you sighed in relief when you realized you wouldn't have to deal with me pestering you every morning for kisses. At least for a little while. Who's giving you kisses now, huh? Bet you wish I was there. Sorry. That was kinda insensitive. You probably miss me as much as I miss you. How much longer do we have to be apart again? I've been trying to get used to life alone here. Good news is, it's working. But I do crave someone to snuggle from time to time. So far, hugging pillows are a solution, but nothing beats having a real person here. I miss your warmth, the way you hold me at night. I feel so safe, and I never have bad dreams whenever we cuddle. God, I'm down real bad right now. I hope you don't mind. I promise I won't be like this every time we call. Just extra needy tonight. Too bad you can't treat me, right? It's alright. All I need is to hear your voice every couple of days. That's all I need to keep me going. I know. I shouldn't be so dependent on you like this. I'm working on it. Our time apart so far has taught me so many things. And I think my mental state has been improving. And well, thanks for always being there to support me whenever you could. even if you didn't really know how to. As long as I know you're trying, it makes me so happy. And I try my best too, you know. I know you can get a little bit sad or depressed some days. But that's okay because you're always gonna have me here. Always. Whenever you have bad thoughts or maybe your mind telling you stupid things that shouldn't be telling you, I'll always be here to reassure you that you're perfect just the way you are. And you're beautiful. You are very beautiful. Don't say that. You are. I promise you. I know you can't really see it right now. But I promise you with my entire heart. You're so beautiful. Inside and out. You're perfect just like this. I wouldn't want you any other way. And not only you're beautiful, but you're also hardworking. You're doing so good on your new job. And I'm very proud of you. Anything that you do, as little as it may seem, is very important. And I'm always very proud of you for everything that you do. You know, no matter what happens, no matter what you end up doing, you'll always have me here, and you should know that you'll always have a fan, your number one fan. Uh-huh, it's me, dummy. I'll always be your number one fan. I know things can be hard, but I also know that you're doing your absolute best. And that is more than enough. Are you sleepy? It's a bit late. You're not sleepy? That's okay. Oh, you don't have work tomorrow? Oh, that's nice. I don't have anything to do tomorrow either. You think we should stay up? You think I should reward you for doing so good so far? Well, I know we're apart, but physical touch is not always needed, you know? I can just speak into your ear like this. And you can do everything that I tell you to. How does that sound? Okay, then be a good boy for me and do what I say, okay? Are you laying down? Make sure you're laying down nice and comfy. In a comfortable position, on your back, of course. Okay. Now, ask me for it. Ask me for permission. I know what you want, baby. But you're gonna have to try a little harder. Ask me for permission. Come on, I know you can do better than that. Ask me nicely. Maybe I don't want you to do it yet. What if I just don't give you permission? Would that make you go crazy? Well, if you want it so bad, why don't you beg for it? Come on. Beg a little more. You're so needy. Okay, you may touch yourself, but only over your clothes. Yeah, you heard that right. Come on, get to it. I gave you permission already. I want to hear you in my ear, okay? I want you to be loud for me. No hands allowed under your pants. Just do as much as you can over them, okay? You can think of me and listen to me. Think about all the times we did it before. When we were together in bed, and I was on top of you, riding you. Think about those times and visualize me there, on top of you, giving you order, looking down on you. It's my favorite place to be. How are you doing, babe? Okay. Maybe I can allow you to get under your pants, but not under your underwear yet. You sound so needy. I love torturing you like this. Come on, keep going. Keep going, baby. Do it for me. Now, think about that time where we were out having dinner with some friends and I got so needy suddenly in the middle of the dinner. So needy that I just had to grab you from under the table sitting right next to me. I just couldn't stop myself. I had to grab it, and then you knew what was going on, and we just went to the bathroom. You remember that one time? That was so good. I still remember how you flinched when I grabbed you down there in the middle of the dinner. I'll never forget it. It was so hot. How are you doing, babe? Is it going well? I can hear that it's going well. I like you moaning in my ear like this so much. Now, go under your underwear. Yeah, you're finally free. Are you close? Well, hold it just a little bit for me, okay? Don't finish it. I didn't give you permission to finish it. Now, I want you to think about that one time that we went to the beach. It was early September, and there was nobody. You remember that time? Think about that. Do you not remember what happened? That's right. I couldn't hold myself back again. I do that a lot. I got so worked up and I had to go down on you right there and then. It was so good though. I enjoyed it so much. Think about it. You laying on the sand, on top of the towel, and I was enjoying every little bit of it. Are you close, baby? I can hear that you are. You've been such a good boy tonight. Tell me, are you gonna keep being a good boy for me? Only for me and nobody else? I wanna hear you say it, babe. Tell me that you're mine and only mine. Good boy. I give you permission to finish now. Good boy.